Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Bill Latham. I've got a charge on my bank account from you, and I'm trying to figure out what it's for.
Okay, well, I'll be more than happy to look into that for you. And could you provide me with your zip code, please?
The what?
Your zip code.
Well, 84335.
Okay. And could you repeat your first and last name?
Bill Latham.
Okay. Thank you for that. And also, just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address?
2290 West, 6200 North, Amalga, Utah.
Okay. And let me see here. Okay, so I see on, looks like this was February 26th. You paid the shipping. It was for a Vibe watch and also a 1-year warranty. And then you got some Vibe pods. So those two charges on February 26th was $7.92 and also $18.94. Once you paid the shipping for the earbuds and also the watch, that actually started a 14-day trial. After the 14 days, you were billed the full amount for the product, which was the two charges that you received on March 14th for the $69.97 and also the $64.97.
That's what I'm worried about. I haven't received anything on that yet. The date on it was March 16th when they took it out.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't even, I've got the iPad or the AirPods and the smartwatch, and that came last month, and this one just came the other day on this month.
Right, so I'm not seeing any other charges that you received from us. It was just the one-time payment of the watch and the earbuds.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's here that it's been taken out of my account. That's why I want to know what the heck it is, because I haven't received anything from you either.
Right. So you hadn't received the watch or the earbuds yet?
Well, that got them a month ago, almost 2 months ago.
Right. So
I found the charge on them on last month's statement. Now, this is for the statement that ended on March 15th of this year, and it's got this $64.97 on it.
Mm-hmm. And that was for the $69.97. Right, so that was for the full amount of the watch, and the $64.97, that was the full amount for the earbuds.
For the what?
The earbuds that you received.
Yeah, but I got three different charges last month, and that's what they were for, is what you're talking about.
Three different charges last month.
Yeah.
You got three
one
different charges in April?
That's when I ordered them, and they came. I had the charges on my statement. I called on all three of them, and they told me what they was. There was one that was for the smartwatch, one for the earbuds, and one for the warranty. Now, I've got that. I've received that from you, but this one that just came in the first part of, or the mid of March, I have no idea what it is or what it's for.
Right. And what amount was that charge?
It was $64.97.
Okay. So the $64.97, you were billed that on March 14th. That was the full amount for the earbuds.
For the what?
The earbuds that you receive with the watch.
The earbuds?
Yes.
Mine on them was seven something. I got the receipt what they sent me on that, on the where I ordered it from, that came with them.
Mm-hmm. Right, so you
so
paid
I'm
for
the... I'm trying to understand how the heck I thought I was getting something as a bonus for a survey, and all of a sudden I'm getting all these charges from you guys, which I don't even know what you do or where you're at for sure. I shouldn't owe you another $64.97 because I paid that last month when I first got
right.
it.
Right, yes, sir. So we didn't bill you anymore after March 14th. On March 14th, you were billed the $69.97 and also the $64.97, but there weren't any more charges after March 14th.
Well, this hair was processed on the 16th of March. And let's mm-hmm. see if I can find these other ones now. Yeah, there was one for $7.92 from you guys. That was supposed to be the earbuds.
Mm-hmm.
And there was $18.94. And then there was $16.97 on the 15th. And then we got $64.97 on the 16th. So how much is that smartwatch supposed to ban?
Right. So the watch was $69.97 and the earbuds was $64.97.
The earbuds is $64.97.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I called them before on it, $7.92 was for the earbuds.
Right. So you paid $7.92. That was for the shipping for the watch.
And then there was $18.94 for, I think they said it was the guarantee or the warranty or whatever. That was back on 3/1 was when them two came.
Mm-hmm.
And this other one I got from you was on the 12th. No, not the 12th, on the 15th for $69.97.
Right.
So I just can't figure out where the hell this other $64.97 is for.
Right, so
three things, and that's what I received from you.
Right, yes, sir. So on February 26th, you paid the shipping for the watch. That was for the $7.92. Also on February 26th, you paid $18.94. That was for the 1 year warranty for the watch,
okay.
And also the earbuds that was included in one charge, and that was the $18.94. After the 14 days, you were billed the full amount for the earbuds and the watch, which was the watch charge that was $69.97, and the earbuds was $64.97.
Okay. Don't send me any more stuff. Take me off your list. I don't want nothing from you. That's
okay.
Ridiculous.
Yes, sir. It was just the one time.
What I was billed when I ordered it. I didn't order it from you. It was through a survey. It's supposed to have been a free gift.
Right. Yes, sir. Well,
apparently it isn't a free gift. So I'm making sure I never do none of them again. And I'm going to go to my bank and tell them to accept no more payments from you or give you no more payments.
Right, yes, sir. So they'll be.
How the hell you got my bank number? Because I didn't use my bank number when I ordered it. I did it on a credit card.
Yes, sir. We don't have any bank number.
Like some kind of a crooked outfit.
Yes, sir. We don't have any bank number.
Well, I don't know, but that's somehow somebody in there's scamming something somehow. I'm going to turn it in on that because that's ridiculous. That is not what I was told when I put in my orders. And I don't know who gave you my bank account number because I didn't.
Yes, sir. And it was just
so
a one-time payment.
Somebody that's doing orders for other people. And I don't know who the hell they would be. But I don't want any more of that crap at all. I wanted a smartwatch. I needed one. And I don't mind the price on that.
Mm-hmm.
Them earbuds are supposed to be $7, not $70.
Right. And so there won't be any further charges. It was just a one-time payment of the full amount of those products.
But if you get any more orders from somebody that says it's from me, cut my name off your list. I don't order nothing from you. So don't send it and don't charge me for it.
Okay. Well, yes, sir. And thank you for calling customer support, and I hope you do have a great rest of your day.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
They charge you again?
Oh, that's, for this.
Hang up.